Hi guys, it's Eric Carpucci, and I'm here with another review for you, and today it is for Pocky and Rocky Reshrined, or, Kiki Kai Kai Kai, or Shin Kiki Kai Kai Kai, because this is actually a sequel to the original arcade game, which was then remade, and this is that remake. And, there are little to no actual considerable differences between the Japanese version and Western release, though, but they released like a month and a half, if not a full 2 months earlier than the Japanese release. And the only real difference is a matter I'll actually get to later, but with that, let's continue with the review. Like I said, it's a sequel to the original arcade game, but which originally released on the Super Famicom and the SNES, and while it is a remake, it's also more of a rebuild. If you've seen the rebuild of the Neon Genesis Evangelion films, it's kind of like that, where it takes the basic structure and plot of the series, and then it takes it a completely different direction, because during the second level, Pocky apparently dies, and then her spirit ends up in the land of Kami, and diverges, and that's where the plot of the game and the stages that you'll be playing diverge greatly, and it doesn't line back up again until a few more levels in. But, excuse me, I had to cough. I can't edit that out. But, the game is very, very, very fun, just like the original, but there are a few caveats which won't probably affect your score, but it is kind of a weird decision on the part of the developers, because, while the original SNES game was single player and two player, the game is initially only single player in this release, and you have to unlock multiplayer, which is odd because this game is known for its multiplayer gameplay. But unlike before, where you could pick Pocky or Rocky, the game will force you to play as certain characters throughout the game, which is kind of interesting because it forces you to learn how to play as each one, which will come in handy once you unlock free mode and your ability to play as any of the other characters. But, obviously there's Pocky and then there's Rocky. And then later on you'll even get abilities to charge your attack to, do a certain, ability based on your character. Like, for instance, Pocky, after just tapping the attack button several times, they'll deploy a mirror, which you can then shoot at with your projectiles, and it will kind of act like a turret of sorts, and it's actually good for getting rid of enemies that are hiding in the corner, and if you don't feel safe, you can just shoot a mirror out, and then attack an enemy from there, and you can do up to three of these, although, Ame and Uzume can do three at once, so she's kind of broken in that regard. But other characters do this differently. One character just lets you do clones, and they only like occasionally attack and act as support for a few seconds. And while Rocky decides that he'll just summon a bunch of mini versions of himself to carry him on a palanquin, and you can strafe while shooting normally, so you can shoot in place while also moving around in any direction without changing the direction of your shots, so that's helpful. And there's also the ability to charge your melee attack to pull up a barrier, and like before, it's different depending on which character you play as. Pocky Rocky will bring up the shield, while Rocky will turn into a statue and become invulnerable for a while, but he can't really move all that much. But it's good if you're stuck in a stream of attacks and you want to just tank that attack without having to worry about dying. And there are a couple bosses, like the final boss, where that actually would be useful. Instead of learning how to dodge all these attacks and doing the slide maneuver. But, and then two extra characters. One's more melee-focused, the other one's more, does straight damage in a variety of different ways, depending on what weapon you have at the time. And, game's 8 levels long, unlike the original 6, but, the last 2 levels of the game are actually just, or 2 of the levels in the game are actually just boss fights, so, level 6 and level 8. And, so, it's really just 6 levels with 2 boss fights attached to the end of certain levels. But, the only thing I would have liked is the ability to control dialogue instead of having it run automatic, because there's no voice acting company for that to make much sense. So, you gotta have to be a quick reader, or otherwise you might miss some important information going on in the story. But, that's if you care about the story, which thankfully was localized pretty well. But I kind of wish certain things were explained a little bit better, since these cutscenes aren't very long. But it does give some background to the villain of the game. They're not who they seem, and it's better than at least the villain in the original SNES game being kind of one-dimensional. I don't know, you gotta fight the big bad. But, this also kind of explains where one of the 7 Gods of Fortune came from. Because, as you notice in the original game, there's only 6. I mean, they don't mention them as being the 7 Gods of Fortune because, well, this is the reason why, apparently, in this version of the story. But, for Rocky and Rocky Reshined, I'm gonna give it a 9.5 out of 10. Because it's really fun, there's some replay value, and, the only reason it doesn't get a higher score is because you have to unlock multiplayer, and there's no way to play with the original SNES soundtrack or play with the original SNES ROM, which is kind of unfortunate. Unlike, at least the soundtrack would have been nice, because the previous 2 other games that Tango Project has done, Wild Guns Reloaded and The Ninja Saviors, which is a remake of The Ninja Warriors again, or Ninja Warriors once again, as it was called in Japan, but that would have been fun to do, but just to see the differences in the soundtracks. But I kind of understand why they couldn't do that, because of the fact that the plot's so drastically different, but it still would have been nice as maybe listen to it via sound test mode or something, and just to have a way to listen to the music of the game, after all. And the other issue would be because the little bit of unnecessary censorship, but I guess you could argue that the small smidgen of fan service they put into the game was also kind of unnecessary too. So it's like, take your pick of which version of the game you want to buy. Do you want to import the physical copy of the game? You can go to PlayAsia. It has English language support, so it doesn't really matter. You'll just get a title screen that's in Japanese instead of the one that was created for the Western version. And the only real complaint I have about it being censored in the first place is because it's actually kind of a lazy job, because even though they edited the portrait of Amaizen no Uzume to have no cleavage in the Western release, it's the cleavage still shows up in the character sprite, so it's like, why didn't they go all the way if they were going to do this in the first place? And apparently this is only done to get an E10 rating. It's like, do you really need this game to be E10? But, that's all on the head of the ESRB for being completely arbitrary in the first place as to what constitutes certain ratings and what doesn't. And them probably wanting to play nice with Sony, because Sony's got weird censorship rules too going on. So it's probably easier just to make both the versions edited to be the same way. And to just seek a lower rating instead of having an E rating. But, with that, I'm done with this review, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.